From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union that the Office of Renewable Energy Sitting rejected the Shepherd's Run solar project application on February 6, about a month after a group of farmers bought a portion of land slated for the solar panels. The Hecate Company wanted to put a solar array on about 220 acres of an 880-acre footprint along and around Route 23 and 7 in Caryville that would have provided 60 megawatts of power to a nearby New York State electric and gas substation. That would have been enough to power 15,000 homes annually without fossil fuel emissions. COFEC Supervisor Richard Wolf said, and I quote, "This is a welcome decision, but it's certainly not the end of the story," end quote. The decision dismissed the Hecate application without prejudice, so the company can still submit a new proposal for the site. Wolf said, and I quote, "As I have been saying all along, we are not in any way opposed to renewable energy. We just think that the way this was cited, the location of the site, and the fact that it was too big for our little town, so the question becomes, how can we make this like a win-win?" End quote. Town officials and many members of the community opposed the project, worried about home values dropping nearby and using environmental arguments against the renewable energy project. Linda Senk, a member of the opposition group called Sensible Solar for Rural New York, said, and I quote, "From the outset, the proposed project went against local ordinances and the wishes of the community. The pivotal loss of a 60-acre parcel from the project was Hecate's responsibility alone. We agree with ORES Executive Director Houghton Mahogany that Hecate Energy LLC failed to act transparently at a critical point in the process," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Hudson Valley 360 that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on February 7th that New Lebanon will get part of $360 million in state funding to build more housing as one of the 20 pro-housing communities. Municipalities receiving the pro-housing designation will get priority consideration for up to $650 million in state discretionary funding. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "The only way to solve the housing crisis is to build hundreds of thousands of new homes, and through the Pro-Housing Communities Program, my administration is continuing to put its full-fledged support, including up to $650 million, behind communities that are serious about housing growth," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ashley Clemens reports for WNYT that a train derailed in the village of Valley Falls in Rensselaer County on February 7th. Rensselaer County Director of Public Safety, Jay Wilson, said there was no immediate danger to the public and no one, including two train engineers on board, were injured. 10 of the Norfolk Southern Railway cargo trains, 94 cars derailed, and one carrying plastic pellets fell into the Hoosick River. One car carried an equivalent to a vegetable oil, had a slight leak, but the leak was not in the river. Hoosick Valley Fire Chief Mark Sheline said, and I quote, "We just want to stress that there's no danger, there's no harm to the public. This area is a bit congested for the time being and moving forward for the next couple weeks," end quote. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.